Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted and narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reproach of excessive wealth and the hoarding of wealth, which is one of the topics which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. For example, in a verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Those who treasure up gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah, inform them of a painful punishment." In this beautiful tradition, Imam Sadiq narrates a conversation that Allah and God had with the Prophet Moses alayhi salam. So in essence, this is one of the sacred traditions or a hadith-e Qudsi, in which an infallible a prophet or an imam narrates something from God Almighty, a saying which God spoke and which he said. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, in an intimate conversation, meaning a munajat. Here the word munajat or intimate conversation implies a very close conversation that God had with the Prophet Moses. In an intimate conversation that Allah had with the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, he said, "Do not envy anyone for having excessive wealth, for with excessive wealth, sins increase in trespassing obligatory rights." In the sense that, this is the end of the tradition, and this, what this tradition implies is that one should not envy long for the excessive wealth of others. If you see somebody who is excessively rich, one should not be envious of him. Why? Because it's a great possibility that with this excess of wealth, the sins of this person are increasing, right? Because the more the person has wealth, the more he might commit sins and trample upon the rights of others in order to protect that wealth or in order to increase that wealth. In this way, his sins are increasing. For example, the poor, they have a right on this person's wealth. You know, this person is obliged to pay charity to poor people. This is a right that the poor people have upon him, right? This excessive wealth, if it doesn't lead to charity, his giving a portion of it in charity, right? It leads to his increase in his sins. So there's nothing to be envious about with respect to this person. So this is a conversation which God had with the Prophet Moses. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali is reported to have said, "Too much wealth corrupts the heart and produces sins." Right? In the tradition we read, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam alluded to the increase in sins by means of the excess of wealth. Imam Ali in this tradition alludes to another effect of excessive wealth, which is that it hardens the heart. Of course, these are kind of tied up with one another. Production of sins and the corrupting of the heart, the hardening of the heart, these are kind of tied up with one another. One is practical, other is kind of spiritual and theoretical. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reproach of excessive wealth in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.